Well, I think global security, whether that's at the Southeast Asian level or whether it's the ability for humanitarian responses, I think they're all really important. But I think we can't get too hung up on this US versus China role.
Mm-hmm. That's Northern Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles on AM this morning, dismissing concerns blithely, I think, that he wasn't consulted about the US plans to step up military presence in Darwin, long-range bombers. Now, others, Mr. Giles excluded, are worried about rising tensions between the US and China. Disputed territory in the South China Sea is the focus here. We've seen this unfolding over months and years. Now, to date, that focus has been on the military build-up. But there is another, less reported aspect to China's strategy. Now, this involves soccer fields, tea shops and a school. Beijing-based journalist Joanna Chu has been investigating these matters for Foreign Policy magazine. Joanna, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Where exactly is China building these non-military amenities?
Well, the building is mostly concentrated on Woody Island. It's a small island that's just over 2 square kilometers in the Paracel group of islands in the South Chinese Sea. And the building is mostly concentrated there because that's where China has its administrative base to control all the territory it claims in the area, which amounts to about 90% of the entire South China Sea and all the islands it contains. And also Fiery Cross Reef, that's in the Spratly chain of islands, also in the South China Sea. It mm-hmm. appears to be the second most developed. There's a functioning seawater treatment system, and also the first batch of tourists arrived on Fiery Cross Reef in January.
Tourists?
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting the sense here that China is... Well, trying to give us the impression, I think, as much as anything else, that they are definitely on these islands to stay.
Yeah, so my article also pointed out that in addition to maybe strengthening any future claims for any kind of special exclusive zones that China is entitled to control in the sea under international law, building that infrastructure and trying to get more people to live there and publicizing this to the domestic audience, it also drives up the kind of nationalist pride and what's going on there, and also makes it a bit more difficult for China to maybe retract its claim in the future because so many people in China are still supportive of what they're doing there.
So the settlements, shall we call them, are being actively promoted in China with a view to trying to get people to move there?
Yes. Most of my article is based on state media reports, mostly in Chinese. China also has set up its own state TV broadcaster on Woody Island, where it's just devoted to spreading information about the South China Sea based on China perspective. As far as whether people are moving there, so far we don't see people moving in droves, but military personnel, it seems like they're multiplying. On Woody Island, military now outnumber civilians 3-1. And the civilians are there so far, they're traditionally people who are making their living by fishing. So far, it doesn't seem like normal people, say, like from a big city like Beijing, they're not really packing up and going to one of those islands.
How have Taiwan and Vietnam reacted to this? They also claim that the Paracel Islands. Have they had anything to say about these new developments?
Right. So it's actually not very new. For decades, China has had, China, Vietnam, Taiwan, they've all had presence on these islands, mostly military, but also small fishing settlements.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Taiwan, Vietnam, Philippines, they're also at the same time that China is building civilian infrastructure, they're also trying to promote more people to live there and to make the islands more comfortable for people. But what we see as far as public statements, such as bilateral kind of comments, it's mostly complaints about China's military installments. Most of the comments are focused on China's military capability rather than its civilian infrastructure.
I wonder how that military capability, the increasing military capability on the islands in the South China Sea, how is that being discussed internally within China? What's the Chinese person on the street think about their country's activity on these islands?
Yeah, well, I did a little overview of what's being said on social media in China. And, of course, there's censorship in China, so there's some critical comments, probably it's going to be censored, but it seems like the vast majority of people, they're making jokes. They're saying, oh, the islands are a really great place to be. They must be really safe. There's so many soldiers there to protect you. So they're kind of making jokes about it. And they're not think, as far as domestically, among Chinese, they think it's China has a right to be there because those islands are historically Chinese territory, and they China has the right to defend their right to be there.
At a slightly loftier level, that the National People's Congress is currently taking place. So these islands and the intentions and activity, are they getting any mention there?
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, he gave a press conference on the sidelines of the annual Congress yesterday. And he did have a pretty biting remarks about, a very firm stance on China's sovereignty in the South China Sea. He also made a very obvious reference to the U.S. Navy sending patrol ships to exercise freedom of navigation in the Spratly Island chain in the South China Sea. Wang Yi, he said that the freedom of navigation does not equal the freedom to run amok in the sea, and that actually China is accused of militarizing the sea, but other countries could also be accused of doing the same thing.
Joanna, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Joanna Chu, she's China correspondent for the German news agency Deutsche Presse Agentur.